Welcome to a special off-season edition of the Preview Report, the 2013 NFL Draft. I'm John Schmelk. We're joined by Paul Dottino, and it's all brought to you by New Era. Paul, the draft is just a couple of days away. The Giants pick at number 19. They have tons of options.
Yeah, they really do, John. You know, when you talk to Jerry Reese, he loves to tell you that they're going to pick the best player available and that they need help at every position.
And that's all he's going to tell you,
that's
Paul.
That's exactly what he's going to tell us. But I will tell you this, folks. As you look at the Giants' depth chart, it's pretty obvious they could use some help along the offensive line. We've been talking about retooling that line now for a few years in the press room. And I'll tell you something else about this team. They certainly need some depth at linebacker. You know, they've gotten old in the tooth there. They got some turnover going on. And, you know, a lot of people seem to think that maybe they could use a little more help at defensive end, too, because let's face it, Osei Umenyiora is no longer a Giant.
Well, luckily the Giants did a lot of good work in free agency to fill a lot of those holes. So they do have a fair amount of freedom here in terms of where they want to go with their draft picks the first couple days. And those are the picks we're going to focus on today. Paul, let's start with the first round. 19th overall, I think it's a pretty good opportunity to trade down, but let's put that aside for now. The Giants stay at 19. Where does need meet value at that 19th pick in the first round?
Well, you know, John, everybody seems to believe that there are the three elite left tackles in the draft who will go in the first 10 for sure.
Correct.
Maybe 12 if you want to tweak it a bit.
And then you have the two best guards that most people think will go in the top 15.
Exactly. So now, if you're the Giants and you really believe that you desperately need an offensive lineman, specifically a right tackle, well, DJ Fluker from Alabama is the guy who I think fits their needs the most and also fits their value the most. The problem is there are some people who believe he will not last till 19.
He's moving up the draft boards, Paul.
He is a mauler. He's a big man who crushes people, seals the edge, power blocks. He does everything the Giants need him to do and would give David Wilson a lot of room to run.
6'7", 345, big fella.
Yes, he is. The problem with him right now, if there is any caveat to his game, is he's not great in pass protection technique. That's something that I believe Coach Flaherty can teach him. So if I'm the Giants and Fluker is there at 19, I'm very, very happy, and I'm taking him and plugging him in at right tackle.
Give me an alternate scenario if Fluker is not there.
Well, if he's not there, now you got to say to yourself, well, is there another offensive lineman worthy taking at that spot, at least if you're me? I don't think so, John. To be honest, I think the offensive line is deep to the point where you could take some guys with some warts on them in the second or third round, perhaps, which then brings me to the other positions we talked about moments ago, perhaps defensive end or linebacker. Now, Warner, the fellow who came from overseas, is a terrific pass rusher out of Florida State. Okay, he's a very good player. He's graded to be somewhere in the neighborhood of where the Giants pick. If they feel the itch to get another pass rusher, he could be the guy.
And how about his teammate from Florida State, too?
Well, you know, Tank is a guy who, unfortunately, because of his injury last November, is kind of more of a project. You know, he would have been maybe a top 10, top 12 guy had he been healthy. But Carradine's not healthy, and that's a problem, John. You just don't know what he's going to be able to give you right away. So let's go linebacker for a second, because I did say to you linebacker appears to be in need here with the Giants. I'm a big guy on Ogletree. Now, I understand the off-the-field problems, but I'm going to tell you something. The people around the league who I have talked to tell me he is an impact linebacker.
Great athlete.
Great athlete, got a mean streak. Really gets after it, and we know how mean streak linebackers have produced over the years for the Giants. This is a guy who can play either inside or outside. I think that that might be a real good pick if the Giants are forced to go linebacker.
Now, the beauty of this draft, Paul, is that it is extremely deep. Draft experts say you can get a starter in the second, maybe even the third round. So as the Giants get to the second round here, where is the most talent going to be? From what I understand, like you mentioned, you might have some offensive linemen there, but there's going to be a lot of players in the secondary, cornerback, safety, even some linebackers that you could get in the second round that could impact your team right away.
Well, here's the thing, John. Once you get past the first round, and everybody seems to be pretty solid that there are enough of first-round talent or enough of first-round talent to fill out the round. There's no reaches here. But when you go into the second and third round, you're talking about guys who have a little bit of, I don't want to say baggage because that's the wrong word.
Warts.
They've used warts before. And for example, guy like Kyle Long, offensive lineman. Played a lot of guard in college, but he's 6'6". He's got the frame to play tackle, and a lot of people project that he'll be an NFL tackle. He's got the great pedigree, obviously his brother and his father in the NFL. He would be a very interesting pick for the Giants, perhaps in the second round, should they not be able to get that tackle in the first round. But again, now, you're talking about a guy who's going to have to project as a tackle. So he's not a blue chipper sure thing. Those are the kinds of guys you're talking about when you're in the second round. You're right, though, John. Offensive line, outside linebacker, and secondary are all deep where you could get some quality guys in the second round, but guys who have to be tweaked a bit.
Now, I wasn't going to make you do this, but you were cocky. You said you do it every year, so I'm going to make you do it. How about the third round, Paul? Nobody knows who's going to be there, but this guy thinks he can decide who the Giants are going to pick. So let's see what Paul thinks.
Well, you see, I'm going to tell you something. I've got my eyes on another linebacker, John. Kasim Green of Rutgers.
A Jersey guy, shocker.
Yeah, he's a Jersey
guy. Can't believe it.
Just like me. I'm telling you, I could see him perhaps being there in the third. And again, we're talking about a position that the Giants do need some depth at. Okay, they've got some guys here who are going to have to be in tight competitions to keep their jobs. Green is also going to be a good special teams guy. Very athletic, very quick, likes to hit, a bit inconsistent, which is why he'll probably drop to maybe the third round. But he's a guy I might keep an eye on.
Paul, finally, do the Giants make a trade on draft day? Yes or no? And if they do they move up or down?
I think that a trade is very possible for the Giants at 19. I think they would move down. They would not move up. But I think that if that's going to happen, it will happen either a pick before them or while they're on the clock. I don't think it's going to happen while they're at pick 8, 10, 12, and you're watching that first couple of hours. It's going to happen later rather than sooner.
It is interesting. The Cowboys pick the selection right before the Giants, two teams in the same division with also similar needs. So it'll be interesting to see those two teams jockey throughout the 3 days.
Yeah, John, that's going to be real interesting because, as you guys remember, last year, even though the Giants actually had their eyes on David Wilson the entire time, Doug Martin, the running back, was sitting there. And Tampa Bay figured the Giants are going to take him. They traded up one spot ahead to make sure that they got him. That's the kind of gamesmanship you got to worry about on the draft.
Paul, the season is finally starting. I know you're excited. The 2013 draft kind of starts everything else. Enjoy it.
I can't wait. Can you see? I'm foaming at the mouth already.
Stay away from me, please. Paul, thanks a lot. We appreciate that. That's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com. Of course, the draft is Thursday night. Make sure you check out Giants.com. We'll have our live show before and during the draft. Should be a lot of fun. Make sure you check it out.